The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Well, hi, this is Jeff Galloway. You are listening to Mike and Michelle on the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 396 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Mike. I know how you're doing.
This is a public knowledge, right?
No. Good. You're under the weather.
Yes, under the weather.
Not serious, but...
Serious enough.
But. Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, today's my birthday.
Yeah, and Jeff Galloway.
And Jeff. Yeah. Birthday buddies. I got to remember to send Jeff a... happy birthday.
Yeah. And I also want to say I just came back from Santa Fe, mm-hmm. home of George R.R. Martin. Mm-hmm. I know you're a big Game of Thrones guy. But I wanted to tell our third co-host that he has to go to a place called Meow Wolf.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you heard about it, Chris?
Not at all.
Oh, my goodness. It is amazing. If you're anywhere near Santa Fe, you have to go. If
okay. not,
look it up. It's like an interactive science museum, more of an art installation. And
cool.
It's very, very cool. But before I introduce Chris, one big quick shout out to our buddy Dave Dankowski, who is going through some issues himself. So
yeah, we love Dave. He's always there supporting the podcast.
Yes, yes.
Always there every race weekend. We love him.
Yeah. Has lots of birthdays.
Yeah.
At Dave, Disney.
Get well fast, and we hope to see you ASAP, because it's just not going to be a race weekend without you, buddy.
Yeah.
And also, we want to turn to Chris for a song.
Yeah, this one's the summer's coming, so I figured Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys is one of my songs on my playlist. And anybody into the Beach Boys? You ever go see them?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's it. How ironic.
Did I stumble upon
ironic
something?
Or coincidence?
Yes.
What a coinky dink.
Just so happens that yesterday, Michelle and I attended a Beach Boys concert.
No!
Unbelievable, Chris. You must be psychical.
Psychical.
Yeah. Psychical. That wasn't the best part, though. The Beach Boys weren't the best part for me.
John Stamos.
John Stamos. Oh, my God.
You know.
He's so gorgeous.
He is gorgeous. Well, I didn't realize.
All kidding aside, Chris, that concert would not have been as good had it not been for him, because.
I've heard that.
He played guitar.
He was
played
running around everywhere doing everything.
He had like three guitars. He played the drums. He played the bongos.
Yeah.
He did something else.
He played the keyboards.
Played the keyboards, and
he sang. And he sang backup.
They're very, very animated on stage. He was the most animated.
But he wasn't. You know? He wasn't trying to get attention. He was. I mean, they were saying, "Oh, we're happy." I guess he does some of the shows, not all of them.
Yeah.
But boy, was he good. He was really good.
And he's a huge Disney fan. He actually bought the original Disneyland sign. He owns it.
Remember that. Wow.
Yeah, he's a huge Disney nerd.
Well, he liked my tweet. Maybe I can invite him on the show.
Oh, sure. I have connections, so maybe I can find a way to get him.
I would love that. He was very charming.
I am Greek, you know. We all know each other.
That's what I was thinking. There's like a secret society.
The secret underground of the Greeks. we meet every month at the diner in your local town. It's you know, it's our secret society.
I saw my big fat Greek wedding.
Two.
And he was in it.
Oh, was he?
When I was in New Mexico. See, it's all coming around together.
Hey, so, all comes around.
Yeah.
All right. So, Michael, tell us what we're talking about today.
Well, the Run Disney brand has been around for over 10 years now, approximately 10 years. And over the last 10 years, things have changed quite a bit. Most obviously has been the cost of a Run Disney race weekend. So, we thought that it would be a good idea to, for those who are out there who may be getting into running, and I know that there are many out there who are thinking, boy, I'd love to be able to to do a Run Disney race weekend, and some may not have even been to Disney World at all. And so I thought it would be a good idea for the three of us to come up with what we think would be a realistic budget for a Run Disney race weekend, one for the West Coast and one for the East Coast, just so that anyone out there who would be planning would not be looking at a real surprise when it comes to the dollars and cents.
I think it might also open up a conversation, too, about how people save money. So maybe people on Facebook and Twitter can post how they... We're going to talk about average costs, but how what would they suggest to save money, too?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So let's start with the... let's start on the East Coast, because I think the three of us know that the best. And... we know that as Disney geeks, we are well aware that there is everything from the deluxe resorts to Home Away from Home and the value and moderate. So having that in mind, if I was to ask the two of you what the average nightly cost of a Walt Disney Resort, you know, on the property room, what it would be per night, what would you guys say? I looked it up on the internet, and I was not really, I didn't have a confidence level in what I saw, so I was going to ask the two of you. Chris, let's start with you. If you were going to say to someone, this is what you can expect to pay, let me put it another way. This is what you can expect to pay on a Run Disney race weekend. Yeah. Let's assume Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, shall we?
Four nights. It's great. Well, number one, it depends on what you're willing to go for. Do you want to go deluxe, moderate? I've seen the prices on certain. You're going to tell us, I'm sure. So maybe we should talk about it before you give us the final answer. But I do know they do have blocks, you know. So travel agencies like Becky's will get good rates. I do know this past marathon weekend, we booked. Like a year in advance. I booked before I even knew I was getting into the race with her. And I believe I stayed at the Yacht Club and our cost was, I think, around $250 a night. Mm-hmm. So that's a deluxe. My sister-in-law got into the ballgame late. Her daughter was going to run with us and she went to look at prices. And by the time she got around to it, the prices were well over $500 a night. So the first tip I would say also is find your travel agent and get booked early, because if you get a block, you can get those prices down. I've even seen the moderates go for like $80 a night if you're willing to do sports or one of the others. So I would say on average, I'm gonna pull about between all three, maybe $180 a night is the average.
So you're talking maybe about.
You do the math. We don't talk math, and we're not on speaking terms.
So Chris, is that with that tax too?
I believe so. Yeah.
All right. It's interesting because between 80 and 500, the average would be way.
I think it's higher, but
depends
on
the time that you book.
Well, you also think about it. A lot of people aren't going with family, so you're going a single, and maybe you have more ability to take one of the value resorts. Where you don't need a big room, you don't need a lot. You're not going to be in and you're just going to be in and out. So I would think that more people would tend to go towards the smaller rooms and less expensive rooms.
That's a good point, Chris. We should qualify this saying that this would be for a solo trip, because
you need a deluxe if you're right. going. I mean, unless you're right. you know, like me, where you're just obnoxious. I am, but you don't need to spend the money on the room if you're going to be going there so alone.
So it sounds like about $750. Chris is saying $750 for a four night. What about you, Michelle?
Well, you know, I have DVC, so I'm lucky because not that I haven't paid for that, but it automatically pops the price down. But I would say usually if I'm booking a room for a race, it's usually at a moderate. It's usually Port Orleans, and I would say that the average nightly cost is $220 a night. So for four nights, that would be $880 a night.
Funny, because I was going to say 200, so I was going to say 800. So we're all pretty much in there. So why don't we play it safe and say that the room for a four-night stay would be about $800. Okay?
Can you say what you look when you looked online, what you saw?
Oh, wow.
Because I think that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I looked online. I did a little Google thing, and it was as much as it was $350.
Average or night.
Someone said $350. And wow. Of course, well, they had Bay Lake Towers in there. So.
Yeah, Bay Lake Towers was.
I mean, the other thing is that they didn't have all the resorts. They were doing an average. So. I said, wait a minute. No, let's be realistic here. And I think we're all in the ballpark. I think 200 is definitely in the ballpark. I mean, like what you said, Chris, for 250 being the Art Club resort rate that you got, that's the rate that we got for the Give Kids the World Jungle Cruise Challenge coming up next month. 250 right. for the Beach Club, which is pretty good. So I think and Michelle, you might
that's
be
a,
the most.
That's a group rate.
Yeah.
Right.
You might be the closest, 250, 225. Okay. So that takes care of room. Now here's a
rum? We're having rum too? Wait,
are we going to Disneyland or are we going
to... Oh, let's go to Disneyland.
Okay.
Disneyland is different now because mm-hmm. we're talking, there are only three or two?
There's three. Yeah, there's the Grand California. They're going to build a new one. The Grand California and Paradise Pier and the Disneyland Hotel.
Very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that when it comes to Disneyland, I think it's okay to say we should include the
Good Neighbor.
The Good Neighbor one. Mm-hmm. So, Chris, I don't think you've stayed off property at Disneyland, have you?
No, we stayed at the Grand California when we did the half marathon out there. So okay. I'm biased. We also rolled a vacation into it. So we tended to go for a little more luxury.
And was that DVC?
No, it was just a regular Grand Californian.
So that must have been a chunk of money.
We also, obviously we, for the dates of the half marathon weekend, we did get the group rate with Becky, and then we added on a couple extra days that were full price. So I honestly don't remember at this point what the rate was, but I remember kind of going, holy cow.
Yeah. All right. So Michelle, and you have, when you've been out there, you've stayed.
I've stayed at all three.
Yeah.
So the order for people who don't know is the highest is the Grand Californian, and then the next is the Disneyland Hotel, and then next is Paradise Pier. And I remember one night I was at the Grand Californian sing on my DVC points, and I wanted to stay another extra night, and they said, well, we can do that. That'll be $350. So
yeah.
I just thought, I was actually by myself at that point, and I thought, nah, I don't think so. I'd rather just move and save the money. So I would say that I'm not an expert in Disneyland, but if we're just talking on property, maybe $250 for Paradise Pier, going all the way up to probably more for the Grand Californian.
I would say for Disneyland property hotels, I would have said $400 a night.
Okay.
But I want to be realistic about this, and we know that there are a ton of Good Neighbor hotels around there. Michelle, I know you've stayed at a couple. I've stayed at a couple.
Yep. I stayed at the Gingerbread. Candy Lane. Thinking Gingerbread. The Candy Cane Inn, and that I actually stayed a few months ago there. And it was $130 a night, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's I timed it. It took me from Main Street USA back to my hotel. It was a 12-minute walk. So.
I forget the name of the place I stayed in January, but I think it was around $150.
Yeah. So, I mean, for a 12-minute walk, you couldn't even get from Main Street USA to on the monorail at the Magic Kingdom. So. To me, it's worth it. It's a nice place. People there, and I know there are a lot of other nice Good Neighbor hotels. People have their favorites, but I think, if I had all the money in the world, I'd like to stay at the Grand Californian. But if it's just me alone, I'm going to spend $130 a night for the Candy Cane.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the price for a hotel and the average nightly price for a hotel in Disneyland is going to be about the same. Because I think for $200, you could get a really nice Good Neighbor hotel. I don't know if you could get a Disneyland hotel for that price. I think when we stayed at Disneyland, I think which one it was, Disneyland or Paradise Pier, was around $265. So I'm going to say, I want you guys to chime in. I'm going to go ahead and say 200 a night again. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, like I'm going to defer to you guys on this one with the Good Neighbor hotels. I'm coming back a little bit. I think I remember the prices being somewhere around 360 to 380 for the Grand California, which is insane. And then it was even more than that on the days that we weren't in the block with Mass Fan Travel. So
that was a group price?
That was the group price. Whoa. I think at 360, I think at that point. So and those rooms go fast, you know. So I'm deferring to you guys. I think it's a little bit on the higher side, you know, probably around 250. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what are we going to say for,
let's say 225.
All right.
All right. Now, let's talk about something that's you know, right at the top of the list, and that is race registration. Now, we talk about race registration. I would like to stick with just a single race.
Okay.
Because I don't think that all runners out there are into the challenges. So maybe one or two races. Maybe someone would do a 5K or a half marathon. We know what the prices range. So, Michelle, I'm going to turn to you first. If you were going to budget for a race registration fee, what would you say?
I would budget for a half marathon.
Yeah.
And I think I would say $200.
Wow. Wow. I hate to say it, but I think you're pretty accurate there. Chris, what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the prices right now. So for the half marathon at Disney World, you're talking 180. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the full marathon. It's 180. And if you're talking about the half marathon, the Avengers is 199 for just the half.
Yeah.
So Michelle's right. You're in the 200 buck range for just a half there. God forbid if you want to go high. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, even the Dopey Challenge is like $560.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Wow.
But yeah, so, you know, those are pretty hefty prices to pull in. So yeah, Michelle's right. It's 200 range. Probably next year it'll go up again. So
mm-hmm.
And if you're into the challenge, you'd easily double that.
So easily.
All right, so we're staying four nights. We are spending $200 on the race. Because we are runners, we're going to eat differently probably than if we were there on a regular vacation. But before we get into that, let's assume that we don't have annual passes. Let's assume that we have to purchase park tickets. We're there for 4 days. We're arriving on Thursday, and we are leaving on Monday. So do we buy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a four-day park hopper pass? Do we buy a single pass? What would we do, Michelle?
I think that, you know, since we're estimating, it's when you're estimating for vacations, it's always good to overestimate.
Yep.
So I would suggest that people do a 4 day park hopper pass. You know, I think that although we should be resting and things like that, if you're at a Disney resort, what are the chances of that actually happening? So we have to figure out what the difference is between a 4 day park hopper for Walt Disney World and Disneyland.
Yep.
Is that what you do, Chris? Do 4 days?
Yeah, I mean, I've had an annual pass for so long, I don't even remember. But yeah, I was always told to opt for the higher number, even if you're not sure about one of the days. So if, say, I mean, they used to have it was like a 3 day or a 5 day or a 7 day, like you could only do those increments. You would still have that extra day that you could use on another occasion,
mm-hmm.
like you could save the day. So you would get a lower price, and you would still have that extra day to carry over to some other visit down there. So. You could do it that way, think that way. So the higher day ticket you get, the lower per day cost it is. So, you know,
Sometimes
it's suck it up and pay a little extra up front. What are the prices, Mike? Have you looked?
So for a 4 day Magic Your Way base ticket for Disney World, ages 10 and above with tax, it is currently $346.
And for a 4 day park hopper ticket at Disneyland, it's $320.
Okay, so we're really mm-hmm. That's funny because that to me that says that you're getting a better deal at Walt Disney World. Right? Four parks, 346. Two parks, 320.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with 340. Let's go with 330.
Okay.
Average.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
We're starting to rack up some cash here.
Yeah, yep. So we're at...
And this is one person.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, we're not even talking to people when they bring their families, but...
We're in the $1,300 to $1,400 range for a four-day...
We're not done yet.
And we're not... and I don't...
But wait, there's more.
There's more. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about... And this is always a very difficult number to really land on, and that is the cost of food. Again, assume, well, I don't think it would make a difference. Assume you don't have a Tables in Wonderland.
Let's say one sit-down meal a day, one counter and one snack.
How's
okay
that? Okay. So if I had to ask you guys, Chris, and go to you first, if I had to ask you, or if you had to tell me, Mike, this is what I think of an average sit-down meal to be.
For one person.
At Disney World. And we're going to say it's lunch, okay? Because I don't think as runners we eat heavy at night. But for the average price of a lunch at a very nice sit-down restaurant at Walt Disney World, what would you say per person?
Oh, God. For one person? I'd again, like Michelle says, aim high. I would probably say $45 to $50.
That's what I would say, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think we're all... Well, yeah, okay. So
and that, you know, and that's, you know, not including, you know, an appetizer,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and drinks, and then big desserts. Like, you're, you know, a nice meal, you're talking $20 to $30 just for the meal, and then a, you know, a drink or a tax tip.
All right, Michelle, the counter service would be
I'd say $20.
20?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Get a salad and a sandwich.
Okay, and if you would, and then. You finish out the rest of the day with snacking. What would you say Chris should spend on snacks during the day?
Here's the thing. If you got to be hydrated, so you need water.
Exactly.
I would suggest going somewhere before you get there and pick up a case of water to have with you. Don't spend that $2.50 or whatever it's up to now for water bottles all day.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you do that and you're not really drinking anything else, I would probably say $8 to $10 for the day for a couple little snacks here and there just to keep you going.
I'm a big breakfast eater, so I always have to have a breakfast sandwich or some sort of protein in the morning. So I would say for me it would be $20 to $30 more dollars, because it's probably you know, with a breakfast sandwich is like $8 or $9, just a croissant sandwich where I don't eat the croissant, I just eat the egg out of the middle. And then you know.
So that's not really a snack, though. That's more of a, that's like a,
well,
that's like
I,
a sit.
I don't know. Almost... I mean, do you eat breakfast? I have to eat breakfast every day.
I usually get like a cup of coffee and maybe eat a banana.
Yeah. And coffee, too. I'll have two coffees a day.
Right.
So.
All right. I'm sort of like in between you guys. So I did all the math and it looks like for a 4 day, for one person for 4 days, it's actually, I mean, it's bad, but it's not that bad. About $320 you're going to spend on food.
Mm-hmm. For one person.
For one person. Now.
All right.
There's a couple other things that we still have to talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah. Are you thinking, Chris, about airfare and maybe renting a car or what else?
Renting a car or travel back and forth from the airports. Whatever you decide to do. There's some kind of travel that's involved beyond the airport, the airfare.
Yeah. And if you're not staying on the property, you're not going to get Disney's Magical Express. So. Airfare is very hard to pinpoint because people come from different parts of the country. So I think that we'll just have to kind of let that go to the side. I don't think it would be fair for us because, for instance, if you are living in Chicago and you're flying to Disneyland, it's going to cost you a lot less than if you're in New Jersey and you're flying to Disneyland. So like almost half the cost. So,
yeah.
So maybe we should go with... let's
or somebody like Glenn who'll just drive from North Carolina down. But yeah, I mean, obviously you get Magical Express if you're staying at a hotel on Disney in Disney World, but in Disneyland, that's a whole other story. You've got to figure out a way to get there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do they have they don't have Magical Express over it or anything like that?
They have a bus.
Have a bus.
Is it $25?
Depending
like
upon
that.
Where you're from.
Yeah.
If you're coming out of Anaheim, it's one thing. If John Wayne is one, L.A. is another.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's
So those are just you probably with that stuff you'd almost say like add another $100 or something, just one way or the other. Keep that money set aside for something like that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna say $150 for each, because $150 could be for car rental on the East Coast and could be for shuttle.
All right.
So here we are. Total cost.
Are we done yet? What about the expo? Do you want any fun money for the expo?
You want to get T-shirts, your first run? Do you want to get?
So you take an extra mad money?
Mad money.
How much mad money?
$100 $100
All right.
Get your T-shirt and maybe a little mug or something like that, right?
And we're not. Did we say we're not doing airfare? I'm sorry.
Right.
It's so hard to. Travel from Boston as opposed to travel from Georgia are going to be two different. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I would obviously count into a couple $100 at least. You know, minimum.
What else are we forgetting? Food, sleep, running.
Advil, because for all the walking on the concrete.
That doesn't include any, you know, special, you know, the sneakers you're going to buy for this. Or
Right. This is just the cost of getting down there, staying down there.
For one person.
And surviving down there.
Yeah.
What was this, Michelle?
That was food.
Oh, 3:30.
Mm. Okay. Wow.
13:30. 16:50, 17, 18, 19. We're going to say $2,000 for a 4-day solo vacation race weekend at Walt Disney World, and for Disneyland.
That's amazing. While you're adding that up, I'm just going to say that even if we complain about race costs, and I think Bernie Edwards actually made this point when we had dinner with him a few weeks ago, it's not really the race costs. It's everything else. It's, you know, the cost of staying there.
That's the whole discussion we talked about you have to pick up your own bib now.
Right.
You have to get in that day early. You know, you don't just get the, hey, Michelle, can you go pick up our bibs for us while you're down there?
Right.
Routine anymore. You have to have that extra day to, you know, which is another night of bedding costs. So.
That's true.
Pretty close.
So what's the verdict?
So it's about $2,000 either way. And I think that... the reason why it's $2,000 is that there are some things that are more expensive on the West Coast than the East Coast, and there are things that are in reverse. So I think that $2,000 is a very probably realistic. I would say plan for $2,500 just to play it safe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, so now in another show for another time we can talk about how to take this, and I think that's what we'll do on a future show. What we'll do is we'll take these numbers and we'll see how we can make them work better, what kind of discounts we can apply, how we can use certain ideas to reduce the cost. But that'll be for another show.
Yes. So how do we get that $2,000 down to what do you think?
I'd say we could reduce it by $500, you know, doing certain things. So
yeah,
that's what we'll do.
Knocking like somebody down and taking their bib?
Now, no pirating, no.
I'm talking to you, Eliopoulos.
I keep knocking people down. They keep getting back up and punching me.
No, I was going to knock you down.
Okay.
Now, one last question before we close off this show.
Yeah.
So, Chris, we've got Tink, we've got Avengers, we've got the...
Star Wars.
The light side... We have the light side. I'm talking West Coast. We've got the Disneyland half, and the East Coast. We have Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. We've got Princess. We've got the dark side, and we have Wine and Dine or whatever it is this year.
Whatever they call it now. Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you think that if you took the any of those eight? Well, let's go with the four on the West Coast. Do you think there would be any change in that cost depending upon what time of year you went, what race? Or do you think this is pretty much steady across the board?
I think it's going to get pretty steady because they obviously the rates go up when they do have races because they're not stupid.
Yeah.
The park costs aren't going to change, I don't believe, throughout the year. They stay standard. Your travel fees are not going to change other than obviously – if it's near a holiday or, depending on the time of year, your airfare might change a little bit. But, you know, I think it's going to pretty much stay steady no matter what time of year you go.
Michelle?
I was thinking January in my mind as I was putting this together, so I don't think it's going to be that much of a difference.
Yeah, I agree. I think the only change that would occur would be if it's a real big holiday weekend, I think that the airfare, which we did not count, and the rental car rates would probably be impacted. But other than that, I think maybe at the most it would fluctuate 10% either way. So that's what was in my mind. I just wanted to run that by you guys. All right, so that's it, folks. That's what it is. If you're planning on your very first Run Disney race weekend and you're doing just a single race and you're going by yourself, that's what you can expect to pay. On a future show, what we'll do is we'll take these prices and we'll tear them apart and we'll see what we can do as far as reducing the cost. But
start saving now.
Yeah, you got to remember, this is Disney. It's a Disney vacation. Bottom line, it's Disney. And you know that, you know, as much as it is a quality vacation for a lot of people, it's very, very expensive. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
beautiful.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Anytime, Mike.
So for Chris Eliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the park. We'll see you in the parks, on the road, and at the bank, saving for your next Run Disney race weekend.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.